Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Shantae Out Loud. Before I get started, I always like to begin with gratitude. Thank you to everyone who has listened recently, retweeted, commented, subscribed, told a friend who's got them to listen. Anyone who has helped spread my words, I am incredibly grateful for. I love the comments that I receive from this. This is literally my diary to an extent, and it's really awesome to be able to share in a place that feels safe and with people who are also going through some of the same things I'm going through. It's nice for all of us to remember from time to time that we are not alone in really anything. And if we would just take the time to listen and hear the stories of those around us, we'd recognize that the themes we encounter are so very similar much of the time. Now, today, I wanted to have a conversation about worth. This is pretty closely tied to the last podcast about value, but I wanted to talk about worth just because I think it might even be a predecessor for what value means. So maybe I should have flipped him around, but here we are. So I wanted to talk about worth because I think that this is one of those lessons that is also to be learned in the 20s. Not to say if you've learned it later or sooner in life, there's nothing wrong with that, but I'm learning it now and I'm in my mid-20s, so it applies to me. When I think about worth, I think so often we attribute worth to only monetary value, which is not wrong. I mean, it's a great place to start. What is, you know, my MacBook Pro worth? What is my house worth? What is my car worth? The thing that I think that misses so many of us a lot of the time is what we are worth as individuals, as energetic individuals. What is our personal worth? Self-worth is paramount, because I think that once you begin to determine your own self-worth, you can then easily be able to place that worth or worthlessness into other areas of your life. Like I said, I've been really bodying this overall. I don't want to say a loner or isolation, but it kind of is. I've really been taking the time out to try to ground myself in myself, recognize my own energy and how it comes into play, and really recognize who I am, what I stand for, and what I think things are worth. A great mild example of worth for me, the first thing I thought of was like drinking, right? It's so funny how in your early 20s, you could go and drink and not have a problem and literally like wake up, drink, go to bed, go to work, drink, like, you know, that effortless cycle. Now here I am. And for me, that's how it was. I could literally drink all night, get 2 hours of sleep and go to work for 12 hours the next day and not think about it. When I was like 22. Now, about 11 days removed from 26, I am always determining, is it really, especially when I'm drinking, is it worth it to drink on a weekday? Because is it worth what it's going to make me feel like when I wake up the next morning? That's a really minuscule way to determine worth, but I think that everybody can relate to that. How we kind of really get to recognize worth, once again, in my mid-20s. For me, it's been about my work life. The argument on Twitter that I see all the time, and it's so funny, is about taking your vacation days or your sick days. People will constantly go back and forth about this. I mean, even me and my dad is like, never takes a day off, never, like, he has all his vacation days. Like, he really, and I have coworkers who are the same. Me, oh, a bitch loves a sabbatical. I will take a day here, 2 days there. I don't give a fuck. Work is not worth my energy. Not this work that I know is not really my life's work. You see what I mean? For me, you know, I have multiple jobs. I wear multiple hats. But when it comes to worth, and as it applies to myself, I recognize that I am prone to overworking. And overworking to the point of burnout, or just getting to the point where I'm so busy or uncomfortable and haven't taken the time for myself that I just get completely lazy and shut down and like lay in bed, catatonic. Now, how this triples back to my worth is recognizing that in myself. Hey, I'm prone to overworking, so I might need to take those 2 days off in the middle of the month to recalibrate myself, because this little job is not worth my great energy. And it's not worth the, in my opinion, it's not worth the loss I'm taking on my life's work to do this little menial job. Again, related to job, we all have had to figure this out. What is our worth within our work lives? There is not anything easy about having a conversation with your employer about money and where you are valued and what your worth is set at within your job experience. Ironically, the Uber and Lyft people are striking right now because of their worth and what they determine the work they do to be worth. It's not for nothing. I recently had to have my own conversation with my management to get a raise and tell her that I need more because I'm worth more and I'm giving you more than what you are paying me. So I needed to match up. Yes, I got the raise. This is difficult. I think we are always taught to place worth on things outside of ourselves. And we almost feel like when worth is called into question, our immediate response is fear and doubt upon ourselves. We automatically are just like, oh, well, I don't want, you know, it's like, oh, I don't want to tell my boss. It's like, I can just get another. No, no, no. What is it worth to you? What are you worth to you? This happens within our relationships. You had a partner in your life who maybe just didn't bring you joy. Or maybe drove you fucking nuts. You had to determine within your relationship with that partner if your energy was worth taking this loss from this dramatic ass or crazy ass or boring ass person. And I think that worth really ties very well to your own energy, because when how you feel when something is not worth it says a lot. It's like that person you're dating who, you know, you're kind of considering maybe this partner and I, it's not going to work out. How do I know that? Because when I'm around you, I want to fucking tear my skin off. Is it worth continuing to be around the person that you want to tear your skin, that makes you want to tear your skin off, literally light yourself on fire with? No. Once you start looking at worth and what you're worth and determine exactly what your worth means to you, so much shit you recognize as not being worth it, as what the fuck was I doing with that? Why did I do that? That ain't worth shit. It's such a necessary conversation to have with yourself. What is worth it? Are you worth it? You know, this insecure, this world does everything it can to try to continue to place worth outside of yourselves. They're showing us images, they're putting things online that make us think that worth is directly tied to bullshit. You know, I need to post this picture that's worth 1,000 likes so I can end up on the Explore page on Instagram. I need this car that's worth this much money, even though I can't afford it, because I want it to look a certain way. All that ain't coming from you. That's coming from everything outside of you. Maybe your ass is fine driving the Honda Civic because you realize the worth, and that car ain't never gonna break down because it's a good running vehicle. That's not worth it. Maybe how you feel when you're around that family member who can't stop giving you shit about your own personal life choices that they have nothing to do with isn't worth it. So you only come around when you absolutely have to. Really taking the time to realize, and this is boundaries too, what my boundaries are that make me cross into worth and worthlessness. Yeah, I might want to text my ex, but is it worth the next 5 months of us going back and forth and trying to figure out our feelings for each other if I know it's going to make me feel less than, if he or she strikes insecurity in me? Is it worth it long term? Because the thing is that everything we do has some sort of energetic rebound or reflex. There is going to be, everything in life is an energetic exchange. Even the things we find absolutely insignificant. So being able to determine the worth that you find within the energetic exchanges that you can control will make all the difference into determining your self-worth and being able to be confident in where you place your worth, so that way you can tell people what is worth it to you and what is not worth it, and do it confidently and not feel that fear associated with having those conversations or how, you know, because that's outside, again, focusing on things outside of you. Hey, I don't think this relationship is worth it anymore. We all get to points like that. Nobody wants to say things like that. And I think that if we become comfortable saying things for ourselves that are about ourselves and that are our truths, we start to recognize our own level of self-worth. It's more than just money. It is energy. It's time. It's thoughts. Worth always comes up. Because who you deal with and what you deal with shows a lot about where you place your worth. And being able to recognize that on a conscious level. Because so often we only recognize our worth when it comes to us in unconscious ways. Like for me, overextending myself in relationships because I didn't think I was worth my own energy, even when my body was telling me, bitch, go home. Me having to tell my manager, the money that you're paying me is not enough. I need more because I am worth more. The work that I'm doing is worth what I'm asking for. Now, I can just easily recognize, oh, you know what? This is not going to work. It's not worth it for me. Gotta go. Any situation. A great exercise, if you're wondering, how do I determine my worth? What does that even mean to me? Do I even know? Because, again, because so much of our worth has been shown to be placed outside of ourselves, most of us don't know what we consider things to be worth until it gets to the point where you're so uncomfortable within this relationship, this situation, your work life, within yourself. Like, because lack of worth, with it, lack of self-worth is all about insecurity. How can you be secure when you don't recognize what you are worth? How can you be secure? Excuse me. How can you be secure when you don't recognize your own worth? You can't be. Because you attribute your worth to things that are not, that have very little to do with you on the inside. This worth and this worthlessness is a problem that is faced, that all of us are facing. Determine what your worth is so that way you can easily set your fee energetically, monetarily, boundary placing. This is all about worth. It's all about worth, and it all starts to you with you. It all comes back to you. What is worth it in me? If you don't know what your worth is, if you have a hard time saying what is worth it, if you feel if you don't feel confident enough to place your worth in situations where it is necessary, you might need to sit down and write down what is worth it to you, what is not worth it to you. Literally creating a list. Worth, not worth. Most people don't know. Most people don't know what is worth it to them and what is not worth it to them, especially until they hit a situation where they are called to the carpet, and usually it's very uncomfortable for them. And the thing is, the catalyst for growth does not always have to be discomfort. Sometimes the catalyst for growth is reflection, just reflection. That's the reflection itself might show you where the discomfort is coming from. So I say, find your worth, assert your worth, and respect yourself. No need for you discounting you. No need for you not valuing you. You're worth it. You're worth something. But you better find out what it is so other people don't try and take more from you if that's an issue in your life. Because what we determine our worth to be determines what others view our worth as well. So that might have went all over the place. But I really hope that it helps someone. And you start really considering what your worth is. Because more and more is it being questioned by this society and what we are being inundated with at all times. So thank you for listening. I'm going to go because I'm going to be late to work. And you guys continue to share, comment, retweet, subscribe, etc. I'm always Shantae Out Loud, Shantaeoutloud, everywhere. ShantaeIsLoud@gmail.com if you'd like to send me anything. I don't know. And I guess we'll talk in another couple weeks. So stay well, my friends.